The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome to the show, everyone. This is Dorfon Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'm your host for Hour 2 here, Jeff Rich, in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm joined this hour by Fred Walton in Southern California. Lots and lots going on. The World Series, it's not over yet, but it's close. The Kansas City Royals on the verge of getting the job done. 3-1. The Mets have a long way to fight back, but the Mets, you never want to count them out. Ohio State, the number one team in the country, off this week, but still in the news with their starting quarterback being picked up by Columbus police for driving under the influence of alcohol. It's all about survival in the Pac-12. And speaking of survival out west, I am joined by Fred Wallet. Fred, how are you doing this weekend?
I'm doing fine. Saturday was one of the big days of the world of sports.
One of the biggest days ever. I mean, you could make a 30 for 30 about the end of the Royals come back in the World Series, the end of the Michigan-Minnesota game, and Hurricane Halloween in Durham.
An American Pharoah doing his thing.
Oh, most certainly. I don't know if a Triple Crown winner's ever won the Breeders' Cup. That's kind of like the big non-major, almost like the Players' Tournament in golf. So, plenty to talk about. We'll get into that. The NFL is underway, and we got some big matchups in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers, I'll tell you what, they went from being one of the least impressive undefeated teams. So, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Jeff Rich in Phoenix. This is Dorfon Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee receive fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Did you hear Ron Barr's interviews with the biggest names in sports last week? Now there's a way to make sure you never miss hearing from your favorite player. Sign up for the Sports Byline USA podcast and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the greatest names in the game directly to your computer every day, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Welcome back to Dorfod Sports on this first day of November in the year 2015. Jeff Rich in Phoenix, Arizona, joined by Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. Coming off a heck of a Saturday for sports. I don't think we saw it on the schedule. We knew the Breeders' Cup was happening. We knew the World Series was going on. College football was supposed to be a little lackluster. Lots of teams on the couch. The number one team just named a new starting quarterback about a week ago, JT Barrett, you know, the guy that took them through the 2014 season, got them to where they needed to be in order to win the Big Ten championship and end up in the college football playoff, which we all know that they came away victorious. They go with a hot hand to start the season, Cardale Jones. JT Barrett's kind of the savior after Cardale was relatively disappointing, despite the fact that Ohio State's an undefeated team. You know, Fred, what can we do about these college kids? What can we do about DUI in this country in general? The penalties are already severe. It's not a malicious crime, but it's a crime that many good people commit.
Well, I think it is a malicious crime because you're putting other people at risk. I think it's like having a loaded gun if you're drunk while you're driving. You hit a .08, which is the barely over the limit, but that's irrelevant. I mean, we've seen the commercials. I mean, so you know that the police are out there in every state in the union trying to stop it. I think it's a very malicious crime. Again, I think it's like having bullets in your gun and you showing no feelings for anybody else except yourself, and call somebody, have them pick you up, have a friend pick you up. If you have the money, you know, have a chauffeur, whatever the case might be. If you're a college kid, you've got friends, have them pick you up and bring them back. And the interesting thing to me is, Jeff, is that it's Minnesota. I wonder if it was Michigan or Michigan State what the penalty might be. That's all, because JT Barrett is a better all-around quarterback. Cardale Jones, because he can run better, so he can open up that offense for the other guys a lot more than Cardale Jones, who played well, as you can possibly expect, last year in the end of the season. But if you're going to put them up against one another, Barrett's a better quarterback.
I couldn't agree more. I think that he makes Ezekiel Elliott better because you have more running options. Cardale can run the football, but not at the level that JT Barrett can. I mean, that offense designed by Tom Herman, who's leading an undefeated Houston Cougars team in 2015. You know, he was recruited to run that offense. Cardale Jones was kind of a guy from the last regime. Not a bad quarterback, perhaps an NFL quarterback, but Barrett has certainly been the guy to get the job done for Urban Meyer and Ohio State. Now, you know, Ohio State said that this doesn't fall under their drug and alcohol policy, which mandates a two-week suspension, not a two-game suspension, but a two-week suspension. They were on a bye week, so Saturday he gets a pass. It's a Minnesota game. You know, they follow that up with Illinois. So I'm wondering if, you know, the schedule laid out differently, if there's any way to give an appropriate punishment. I mean, do you have to suspend him for the rest of the year? Because back in 2001, Jim Tressel's first year in Columbus, he suspended his starting quarterback, who was, I believe, at the time, the school's all-time leading passer, Steve Belisari. He suspended him indefinitely, and Belisari didn't get the last three starts of the season. It allowed them to see what they had in Craig Krenzel. They go to the Outback Bowl. Scott McMullen struggled early. You know, you put Belisari in the second half, and he almost got to salvage his 4 years at Ohio State by coming back against South Carolina in the Outback Bowl. It didn't come to be, but, you know, that's what Jim Tressel did, and Jim Tressel was a guy that eventually lost his job due to ethics. Urban Meyer's been under the eye of scrutiny because of the way things happened in Florida. And I don't think anything similar to all of Aaron Hernandez, Carlos Dunlap, people that have just committed really atrocious crimes off the field. And DUI, I didn't mean to minimalize it by saying it's not malicious, because ultimately the net result is malicious, but it's not done with a black heart where you go out and you say that I'm going to drive with reckless abandon. I mean, you do drive with reckless abandon, but you don't intend to hurt anyone with that crime. It's not like a robbery. It's not, it's not like a gun charge. I mean, it's a crime that soccer moms and lawyers and doctors commit almost on a daily basis. I don't have, I don't have the statistics on that, but, does Urban Meyer need to be a little more severe? And Gene Smith, for that matter, too, the athletic director at Ohio State, do they need to be more severe? Do they need to suspend him for the rest of the season? I mean, obviously they won't, but I mean, you're talking that Michigan State game is 3 games away. That Michigan game is 4 games away. I mean, did they need to suspend him for 4 games just because of the way the schedule lays out to appease the public?
Well, again, the court ruled it a misdemeanor and not a felony. If it had been a felony, I think they would have had no choice. I think they were able to wheedle out of it because it's considered a misdemeanor, because 0.8 is at the very lowest level of being considered drunk. That's exactly the point. Anything above 0.8 is you're considered drunk. So 0.08 is right there. So if it had been 0.7, they could have stopped him, but they would have let him go. But if you have 0.7, it's actually okay. But 0.8 is the lowest level, and it wasn't like 2.2 or something like that, where it would have definitely been a felony. But I don't know. I mean, the answer is to me, drunk. I would be a lenient judge, except in certain cases, and this one of these cases would be drunk driving, because I do think you're putting other people at risk, other people's lives at risk. You're not thinking of them. You're only thinking of yourself. It's a very selfish thing to do, and you get someone else to drive you home. So I'd be very strict with this. But if from the collegiate point of view, I mean, they're out there to make money, and they're going to go with their best quarterback. And since it was considered a misdemeanor, they're going to let him out with the 1-game suspension against Minnesota. And Minnesota is going to be down now because of the last-second loss to Michigan. So it's going to be an easy game one way or the other. But, again, to me, it's a very selfish thing to do, and J.T. Barrett has to be smarter than that. You got a youngster at UCLA, Josh Rosen, who's found with a portable hot tub. Now, that's not killing anybody, but it's illegal in your dorm. So they got pictures of him. You got to think. I mean, these athletes think that because they're athletically skillful, they can do anything they want to do. I think Josh Rosen had to know it was illegal to have it in your dorm room, but he didn't care, and nothing happened to him because it didn't hurt anything. It didn't blow up, and it didn't flood the rest of the dorm area. But the point is, still, he did something it's crazy, and these athletes just seem to think they're get the word entitlement, Jeff. I mean, that's what it is, because from the age of 10, 12, 14 on, you're considered a great athlete. You're given breaks. You're given benefits that other kids are not, and most of the time they get away with it.
It's true. It's true. I don't think contraband, even at that level, I mean, that's pretty serious contraband to have in your room to put the rest of the dorm at risk. I mean, you don't know what kind of electric lines those run right on. You don't know, that volume of water. I don't know what floor he was on at the UCLA dorms, if that, if it's just a weight capacity issue. So, hey, you mentioned UCLA. I didn't get to watch them because I don't have a cable system that provides me with the Pac-12 network. But UCLA just surviving Colorado. What's going on in the Pac-12? It seems like a lot of teams. USC barely survives Cal. Oregon goes on the road and gets away with it against Arizona State. I mean, Dorf is our main host, Andy Dorf, is all over the Pac-12. He says it's not good football being played out west here. Now that we're into conference play, we've got a big enough sample size. What's your take on the Pac-12 on the whole?
Well, as I've said before, I don't think most of the teams are not well coached, but Oregon is the best team in this conference, but Vernon Adams was injured for much of the season. Now he's back, and they scored 61 points on Thursday night. If the season started again, Oregon would win the North over Stanford. Stanford very fortunate on Saturday night as Washington State missed a field goal as time ran out. But I just think they're not well coached. I think Utah's well coached in Kyle Whittingham, and I think he could become the next USC coach. Who knows about that? But as far as UCLA is concerned, you know, if you lose four of your top five or six defensive players, you're not going to be as strong as people thought you might be. They gave up more than 500 yards to Colorado. They're giving up 500 yards to a lot of schools, and that's not going to win when it really matters. When they go to Utah, they can't beat Utah unless that defense is a whole lot better than they played on Saturday.
Hey, I tend to agree with that. The Arizona Wildcats take a thumping from a not very good Washington Huskies team. All right, we're up against it. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back in a few. But you're listening to the Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, everyone.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. You got Jeff Rich in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm joined by Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. And, you know, we got a big day on the NFL calendar. We already saw the New England Patriots and the Dan Campbell magic with the Miami Dolphins. Just another dominant performance by Tom Brady. You know, he would be on the field whether the NFL, you know, won their four-game suspension against him or not. Obviously, they lost, and Tom Brady just keeps getting it done. is New England the same team that they were a year ago when they basically stole a Super Bowl championship from the Seattle Seahawks, Fred?
It's hard to say. Again, they've got Brady playing about as well as he has in a long time. I think that's the key. Edelman's finger, I guess, is better. So he scored 2 touchdowns on Thursday night. They got different kinds of running backs, and Deion Lewis, who can do certain things, like Garrett Blunt can do certain things. So they're obviously well-balanced from that aspect. And they've got the best coach. I don't think there's any question about that in football. He's hands above. Now, he cheats, and he'll use anything he can to take advantage of the rules. But Bill Belichick is the best coach in the National Football League, and I don't think there's any question about that. So if you add it all up, I don't know if they're going undefeated, but I do think obviously they're going to be there when it matters. And Sunday night, of course, a big game between two undefeated clubs, and we'll see what happens. It's interesting, too, Jeff, that Green Bay is a 3-point favorite last time I checked on the road at Denver, and that means on a neutral field they'd be a 6-point favorite. That means at Green Bay they'd be a 9-point favorite, because folks usually get 3 or 3.5 points for being the home team. Would they be on a neutral field 6 points better? I don't know. So it seems to me that Green Bay might be the better team, but I'm staying away from the game because the line to me is a little bit awkward, a little bit nutso. And when that line is nutso, they're trying to play with the public. And I don't know what your thoughts would be, but what are your thoughts on the game?
Well, I think Denver's pretty fraudulent. I think that 6-0 is a nice number. They found ways to get it done, but playing on the I don't know if they're a different team on the road than they are at home. They went into Detroit, they got away with it in Detroit. They go into Cleveland. Peyton Manning looks like absolute garbage in Cleveland. They're coming off the bye week, so it might be a little bit different. But the Green Bay Packers are also coming off the bye week. I think it's more a matter of how good the Packers are. I don't think it matters where they play. Last time I saw the Green Bay Packers, they survived the San Diego Chargers. So it's not college football. There's no power rankings. It's not about game control. But Denver doesn't pass the eyeball test, and Green Bay does. Mm-hmm. I hope that we're on a I hope we're on a direct path for a Green Bay Packers, New England Patriots Super Bowl. But, there's a lot of football to be played. There's injuries, and there's a lot of other things to take into account. There might be a dark horse team that steps up and surprises us all.
The interesting thing, this season is really, to me anyways, moving so quickly. The Thursday night game, the first 8 were on CBS and the NFL Network, and the rest of them are just on the NFL Network, which means half the season's over already. Now, it seems to me like 3 or 4 weeks, but it's really been 8 or 9 weeks. And the point is, this season is really moving along quickly. And one thing I have to say is that I'm a big union guy, but the referees this season, if it was the scab referees, the unofficial illegal referees of a few years ago, people would be screaming bloody murder. The referees, the officials this year have been just so horrible as far as I'm concerned. And most of the time, I have no skin in the game. I don't care. I'm just watching the game to watch the game. I play fantasy. But my point I'm trying – by the way, you can go to my picks at phoenixsports.com. But what I'm saying is it's sometimes they're in your favor. Sometimes they're against you, the referees. But I think they're just horrendous. I think they've made such horrendous calls. And, one call, Jeff, can obviously change the entire outcome of a game. And people just don't seem to get that. One call, and it may be in the third quarter, maybe in the second quarter, but one bad call by an official can change the outcome of a game. One team might have momentum. They might take it away, call them, say, for a holding penalty that didn't occur or something like that. So I am really bugged. I'm really bothered by the NFL officials this year. And I do think that something has to be done from the union's perspective where they get suspended. I know one referee got suspended for that batted ball out of the end zone. He was suspended one game. But something has to be done because as fans, we have to have the game officiated better than it has been in 2015.
Well, Fred, I think you bring up a very good point. You know, we tend to focus on plays that happen at the end of the game in overtime, behind the 2-minute warning in the fourth quarter. But, there could be a call in the third quarter that's absolutely egregious, catch, no catch, holding, not holding. You know, offsides, those are a perfect example is the game that I attended in San Diego on October 4th between the Cleveland Browns and the San Diego Chargers. It's a tie game at 27. San Diego has the ball. They're in their 2-minute drill. They drive the ball down the field. They get into field goal range. The rookie kicker, Josh Lambeau, goes out there and misses a kick. And they all the Browns fans are celebrating. And then there's a flag on the play. And yep. I figured that they ran into the kicker, watching it live, watching the ball, not watching the kicker. And they end up calling Tremont Williams for offsides. Now, he says that the NFL said that after the fact that he wasn't offsides, and then, of course, when that becomes public, the NFL changes their story. But what it allowed San Diego to do, instead of sending the game to overtime because it's still tied after the missed field goal, it gives them 5 yards and gives the rookie kicker a second try. Phillip Rivers and the Chargers come away with a 30-27 victory. I mean, it's the Cleveland Browns. I think that every game affects the grand scheme of the league. It's the Browns and the Chargers. Those teams aren't going anywhere in 2015, at least, from where I sit today. But that's a bad call, and that's a bad call at the end of the game. There are bad calls throughout these games. There's a phantom holding call, that just blows the game, and because it doesn't happen at the end of the game, it doesn't get the attention. I know that Dean Blandino is supposed to review every game, and they give these officials grades after the game, and I think it's a very tough job. I think one of the things that came down when we were talking about, when we had the scab officials, is it's a difficult job. Chris Mad Dog Russo said, stop criticizing these replacement refs. It's a job that you can't do, and I think that he's correct in that, but when you get paid, what is it, like $45,000 a game, you need to get it right on every play in every game. I know that with social media and everything else, we've gone too far as to how we react with death threats, and that's just silly behavior. But from an objective point of view, if you're watching these games and you see bad calls, you should be able to call them out. And the officials are protected because the coaches can't say anything to the media after the game when they see it.
Well, if the coaches say anything, they're going to be fined. There's no question about that, so they can't say anything. Again, I don't know what the answer is, because you want a strong union as far as the officials are concerned, or they wouldn't get paid anything, but you want the union to have rules that if an official really blows something, he's got to be in some way penalized for that, because, again, there are players involved, there are fans involved, everybody's involved, and, again, this year, And I don't mean to be picky, but this year it seems to me it's been about as bad as it's been in recent vintage as far as the officiating is concerned. There have been so many calls and so many games that watching at home, you can't call that holding. And the inconsistency, too. I mean, one time somebody will be all over a wide receiver and they don't call it. The next time somebody barely slaps them and they do call it. So you got to be efficient and you got to be consistent. And I don't think the officials have been in 2015. And Fred usually doesn't go after the officials. So it's something that really has bothered me through this half the season now in the National Football League.
And it's got to affect your wagers, too. One line that makes me curious because of my Cleveland affiliation is that the Cardinals are only giving the Browns 6.5. The game's in Cleveland. The Browns looked absolutely atrocious. They've taken dysfunction to a new level. Mike Pettine hasn't held Johnny Manziel accountable for his actions. In fact, he's supposed to start against the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are on a roll. They had the one slip up at home against the St. Louis Rams. But they go into Cleveland. If there should ever be a double-digit game, I would think that it's Cardinals at Browns, even though Arizona is on the road.
Well, I think you make a valid point, because Arizona certainly can score points the way Palmer's playing, as long as he stays healthy. And certainly if John Brown will be going, so he's healthy. Fitzgerald, I mean, you've got the wide receivers, you've got the running back. So, yeah, I mean, there's no question that Arizona. But, again, the one thing I will tell you, Jeff, double digits, if you give double digits in the National Football League, you'll lose 70% of the time, or above 70% of the time. So you got to be very cautious with those numbers. So double digits, if you're talking double digits, then you're you're gambling. You're really gambling. You're giving the best of it away because, again, you're going to lose 70% of the time if you give double digits in the National Football League.
All right. Monday night's a pretty good one. I mentioned the Carolina Panthers. They've been pretty impressive to me. The Indianapolis Colts completely going the other way. Battle of guys that could have been the number one overall pick in the 2011 draft. Cam Newton was. Andrew Luck decided to go back to Stanford. Are we going to see more of the same with the Colts going in the wrong direction? Carolina keep rising up.
I don't know, but the first half last week, the Colts played about as poorly as a team can ever play. In the second half, they made a run, but you knew they could never win. They lose 27-21. Let's see if he plays as he did in the second half when it didn't matter, or he plays like he did in the first half when it did matter against a good Carolina club.
All right, that's going to do it for this segment. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Jeff Rich in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
My hose on the washing machine breaks and begins spraying water everywhere. What do you do? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about preparing for that unexpected leak right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
When a leak develops in your house, turning the water off quickly is essential to minimize the damage in your home, so doing a little planning now while there's no emergency makes a lot of sense. Look for the nearest shutoff valve upstream of each fixture. In an emergency, close that valve first, turning it clockwise until it's tight. Not sure which way to turn the valve? Remember this, left loosens, right tightens. When all else fails, you should know where the main shutoff valve is located for the whole house. This is usually located on the house side of your water meter, typically in the front yard near the street. Remember, little used valves can become stuck with age, so check them out with a Turner tube and lubricate them to ensure they work smoothly if you need them in an emergency. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
You got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Dorfod Sports Show on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. You got Jeff Rich here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm joined by Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, and this is another big Sunday in the National Football League. Before the break, we've discussed already most of our undefeated teams. We had the New England Patriots winning big over Miami on Thursday night. We got the Monday night football game, the Carolina Panthers hosting the disappointing Indianapolis Colts. Big Sunday night football game between two undefeateds in Denver. Packers favorites, I'd almost say heavy favorites because they are on the road and they're given 3 points. One undefeated team that we have not discussed just yet, Fred, are the Cincinnati Bengals. I want to say they're a joke. I want to say that they're fraudulent, but 6-0 is 6-0. So, Fred Wallen, your take on the Cincinnati Bengals in the year 2015 as they prepare to face the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, Dalton's having a fine season, and they've got a slew of wide receivers, so that's point A. Point B, they certainly are running the ball well, and their defense is better than it has been in the past. So if you add it up, that's where they're at. They're not going to go undefeated, but they're going to win their 11 games, and they're going to make the playoffs, and they're fun to watch. Dalton, to me, has not in the past come through in what we call clutch situations. And let's see what happens as we get further and further into the season. A lot of times on national TV, Dalton does not show up. So we'll see what happens the rest of the way. But they certainly have the offensive talent to compete with most in the National Football League.
Now, have they turned the corner as one of those joke organizations in sports? I think that you see it there in Los Angeles. I think that you've seen it there in Los Angeles, especially since they've separated from Donald Sterling with the Los Angeles Clippers. They're a contender. They've brought in big-name free agents. When they make the playoffs, it's not a fluke. I think the same can be said for the Arizona Cardinals since control was turned over to Bill Bidwell's son, Michael. He brought in Steve Keim. They run a great organization. Bruce Arians is a fantastic head coach, and they're going in the right direction. Even before they brought in Arians, I think Ken Whisenhunt had them doing things that they weren't able to do with guys like Dennis Green and Vince Tobin. And of course, Buddy Ryan. So, but the Bengals, they're still run by the Brown family. Mike Brown still runs that team. Marvin Lewis, you keep reporting that, he could be gone. But now it looks like they're going to stick with him for the long haul. So Cincinnati, we've laughed, we've poked, we've joked. But, I look at my Cleveland Browns as the joke organization. And I don't think Cincinnati deserves to wear that tag, even if they do regress and Andy Dalton is unable to win a playoff game.
Well, no, because they're going to score points against the certainly against the average or slightly above average clubs. Let's see what happens when they get to the playoffs and they face the best in the National Football League. But it's interesting that you mentioned the Clippers, because right now the joke team in Los Angeles would be the LA Lakers. They gave up 102 points in three quarters earlier this week to the Sacramento Kings. They gave up 132 in the entire game. I think they gave up 80 in the first half in that Sacramento game. They're impossible to watch. They really are. I feel sorry for Byron Scott. There's nothing he can do. In the first game, Kobe Bryant took 13 three-point shots. Now, it's supposed to be a different Kobe, understanding it's just probably his last season. They got some young guys. You don't take 13 three-point shots. I don't care if you make six or seven of them. He only made three, though. But, the point is they blew a game to Minnesota that they were up by 10 or 15 early on, and they lose by one near the buzzer. But all I'm saying is the joke team in Southern California right now in Los Angeles is would not be the Clippers under Ballmer, certainly. It would be the Lakers, because Jim Buss, since Jerry passed away 2 years ago plus now, Jim Buss doesn't seem to know basically what he's doing, and every move he makes seems to be wrong. So far, D'Angelo Russell has not shown much in the National Basketball Association. So the joke team right now, and they'll sell out this year, as usual, would be the LA Lakers.
Yeah, you got a little bit of that going on with the bloodlines. It's sometimes the acorn
tends to fall a little farther from the tree. We don't see that in the NFL as much. I think that when Jerry Jones turns the team over to his son Steven, and, you know, we've seen it a little bit with the Oakland Raiders, and you know, Al Davis passes away, you know, and he was an innovator, but he lost the touch at the end. I don't think anybody could argue that. You know, I know that the NFL is not a big fan of the Davis family at this point, and, you know, Mark Davis is a strange cat in his own right, but you know, it's interesting to see how ownership changes can really destroy an organization like it did with – like it appears to be going on with the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, they're the Lakers, and they'll rebound, and they'll come back, and, you know, eventually Buss Jr. won't be – or Jim Buss won't be running the club. But it's a sad state of affairs there. Going up the coast a little bit, you've got the Golden State Warriors, who I think that there's a lot of people in the NBA circles that feel that they got away with it in the playoffs, that they caught every break possible, and that the Western Conference is really deep. And they come back after winning a championship, and they somehow look better. You know, it's a small sample size, but Steph Curry really putting his stamp on the MVP, really legitimizing what he did a season ago. And it looks like Steve Kerr in year two has a chance to do it all over again. I mean, I know that's easy to say, that's a chalk pick, but Golden State looks really good from what I've seen so far.
Yeah, first couple of games of the season, certainly nobody stopping their offense. But again, in the playoffs, who knows? Injuries are going to play a role. There's no question about that. They are fun to watch. Again, there's no question that at backcourt with Thompson and Steph are almost impossible to stop. They've got the sixth man of the year. So if you add it all up, anything is possible. I mean, there's no question. You know, and I don't know how much of that is Steve Kerr. I think it's a very talented club right now. But I don't ever really go against LeBron, even though he doesn't win all the time in the playoffs. And let's see how healthy his club might be when it gets down to the playoff time, because LeBron is still LeBron, and Durant is good, but Durant's the second best player in the league. The best player in the league is LeBron. And let's see what happens when it really matters in the playoffs, at least from my perspective here in Southern California.
Yeah, I don't see anybody in the East that's a really big threat to the Cavaliers. You know, the Bulls, they have some names. You know, Derrick Rose, his head's just not in the right place. I think that, you know, he's kind of in the same boat as Kobe, that he's more about Derrick Rose, individual stats, you know, going out and getting his, you know, 21, 22 points a night. And it's not about the team. I think that the Cavaliers are really learning with David Blatt as they go forward without Kyrie Irving, without Iman Shumpert, and without a fully healthy LeBron. So it's, you know, I think that, you know, we've seen a lot from the Cavaliers. We're seeing Kevin Love in Cleveland healthy for the first time. And through the first three games, you know, I know they lost the opener to the Bulls, but they've looked very, very impressive. Getting it done. Mo Williams is a big pickup. And Richard Jefferson, you know, that guy's in the Sean Marion role from a year ago. And I think that he's already exceeded what we saw from Sean Marion in the final year of his career with the Cavaliers.
No, I agree with you totally. You know, Jeff, before, you know, we only got a few minutes to go on the show, I wanted to throw something out that you mentioned earlier on the show. I have DirecTV. I guess you have DirecTV too, so you don't get the Pac-12. Is that correct? You have DirecTV, yeah, or one of the others?
That would be correct.
Okay, and here's my point. And folks, you can agree or disagree. I think the Pac-12 is nutso for not working out some kind of deal, because again, obviously DirecTV wants to carry the best games. They carry the Big Ten Network. They carry the SEC Network. They, when the Mountain West had a TV show, they even carried the Mountain West television show. They now carry the Big Sky on DirecTV, but they don't carry the Pac-12. But Saturday, it was totally insane, and I'll tell you why. USC versus Cal on Fox. So what do, the Pac-12? They put the UCLA game against Colorado at 12 o'clock also. So now the hundreds of thousands of sports fans in Southern California, even if they can get the Pac-12, can't watch both simultaneously. They can tape one or then go back and forth. Now at 4 o'clock Pacific time, they had a game between Utah at home against Oregon State. They could have just flip-flopped the UCLA game to 4 o'clock, and then folks in Southern California who can get the Pac-12 can watch both of them. But of course, that would make too much sense, so they didn't do it. So they actually played the Cal game on Fox and the UCLA game on the DirecTV against one another. So if you're a USC fan, and you know, like, look, I'm a UCLA fan, but I like to watch USC. So I had to go back and I can get it on the iPhone. I can get the Pac-12 on the iPhone. So I kept going back and forth from the iPhone to the television trying to watch both. I didn't need to do so. I think the Pac-12 is just not thinking logically here. Obviously, they can make a deal with DirecTV. Now DirecTV is owned by AT&T, and it just seems it would make it easier to make a deal at this point in time. Obviously, AT&T wants to control the world. But Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12, this is a third year now, Jeff, that the Pac-12 has been in existence, network television-wise, and for the third year, DirecTV doesn't carry it. And we're going to get into the basketball season now, and a host of basketball games are on the Pac-12 network. And if you have DirecTV and a few of the other services out there, you are not going to be able to watch them.
You know, it's ridiculous because we've seen so many other conferences get it right, you know, with different business models. You know, the Big Ten Network is piggybacked on Fox, but it's not, you know, Fox doesn't advertise it as FS3 or, you know, the Big Ten on Fox. It's just its own channel. Whereas the SEC Network is almost an extension of ESPN, and they do it right. You know, the Big 12 doesn't hide their games. You can find the Big 12 on ESPN3, you know, even if it's on a Fox Sports regional. And that's what I miss about the Pac-10, going back far enough, is that, you know, you could watch Arizona. I could watch every Arizona State game. Now the problem is DirecTV is so big because of Sunday, you know, because of their monopoly on Sunday Ticket, that if you don't have one of the alternate carriers at the house, you go to the bars, and guess what? The bars don't have it, or the bars have to pay two different subscription TV services so that they can show you the local games. You know, it's a sad state of affairs when you're down on Mill Avenue in Tempe, Arizona, on an ASU game day, and you can't watch a game on the road because it's on DirecTV, and they don't want to pay, you know, they don't want to pay Cox Cable and DirecTV. So I think it's a sad, sad state of affairs. The Pac-12 does a lot of things right, but as far as scheduling, as far as broadcasting, you know, if their games aren't on ESPN or ABC, we're just crap out of luck here.
I think there's got to be somebody out there protecting the public, and there really isn't anybody protecting the public, Jeff. And that's a major problem. It really is. I mean, it's just sports. But some of it's important, and we need some help, but we're not getting it.
Hey, we're all about the public here. We're all about you, but we got to take a pause for the cause. With Fred Wallet in Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everyone. We'll be right back. This is the Dorfot Sports Show on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, welcome back, everyone. This is the Dorfot Sports Show on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'm Jeff Rich in Phoenix, Arizona, joined as always by Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. Every Sunday morning, we are live at 8 a.m. Eastern, or 8 a.m. Pacific time, rather, and we run for 2 hours. Hey, Fred, you know, not a lot of time left, but I do want to acknowledge something that I just saw on Twitter, that the entire crew from the Miami Duke game will be suspended 2 games for committing 4 errors, and they acknowledged that the knee was down on one of the lateral plays, that there was an illegal block in the back early in the play at the Miami 16-yard line that was not called, that there was a correct picking up of the flag that occurred at the Duke 26-yard line, the last questionable call, that they did not communicate effectively, that call was blown. And finally, you know, there was a Miami player that left the bench area. It should have been unsportsmanlike conduct that wasn't called. So, the ACC actually goes out of their way to acknowledge that these officials did not do a good job.
Outside of that, it was a spectacular play.
It was fantastic. I mean, no question about it. Other than the band coming on the field, and I don't think Miami brought their band with them.
No, it was one of the great endings that you're ever going to see in college sports. But as you said, the officials made so many mistakes that it's not going to mean quite as much.
Yeah, you know, I mean, does this go down with 50? Duke and Miami aren't going to be in the playoff picture. You know, I don't think this is going to affect the ACC title race or anything like that. But does this go down with fifth down as, you know, one of the more egregious things that has happened at the end of a college football game?
Of course, no question, no about it. I mean, looked to me like the knee was down on one of the laterals. They lateraled it 8 times, but again, the officials in a tough situation. But I'm happy that the ACC did the right thing, suspending them for 2 games.
Hey, speaking of the right thing, we got to get out of here. For Andy Dorf, John Poulter, Seth Marenbloom, Fred Wallen, and I'm Jeff Rich. You've been listening to Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll see you next week, everyone.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.